Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dan Natkin, who's director of wood and laminate with Mannington Mills. Dan, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. Last week, the ITC and the Department of Commerce decided that there would indeed be duties when it comes to engineered hardwood out of China. I wanted to catch up with you on that. You are part of the Coalition for American Hardwood Parity, who had initially filed this action. Tell us what happened last week.
Well, what happened last week, Kemp, was the next stage in the process. The Department of Commerce came out and found that indeed a very high percentage, more than 90% of all imports from China are being illegally dumped into the U.S., and they assessed some rates based on their findings in October. The ITC was the final step in this, and they had to determine whether or not there was either material injury or threat of material injury to the industry. And in a 4-2 vote, the majority found that there is indeed actual material injury to the industry in the United States going on right now. So as a result of that vote, a affirmative determination order is being put into place. The order is expected to be issued by the end of the month, and it will result in anti-dumping and countervailing duties being put into place.
The reason that I'm talking to you is when it comes to the Coalition for American Hardwood Parity, you actually have been heavily involved and attended the hearings on this and testified. So you're Mannington's expert on it, aren't you?
I think expert is a stretch, but I've been heavily involved from the beginning.
Okay. And the members of the Coalition of American Hardwood Parity is Shaw and its Anderson Division, Mannington Mills, Baker's Creek, Award Hardwood, From the Forest, Howell Hardwood, and Nidre Flooring. Is that right?
That's correct. Baker's Creek is no longer a member. They were originally a member and then were acquired by a Chinese manufacturer.
Define dumping for me, would you?
That's a very complex and legal definition, but in its simplest form, dumping is simply selling a product in a market at lower than fair market value. In this particular case, there's a lot of calculations that go against dumping to try and figure out whether or not a product is actually being dumped because economies are different from one country to another, but ultimately that's the simplest definition.
All right, so what are the next steps now that they've had this determination?
At the end of the month, sometime over the next few weeks, the ITC will publish their comments and the initial duty will be imposed. And the thing that's important to understand is this initial is still a cash deposit requirement. And the investigation phase is over, pending any appeal that would possibly be put in. But the investigation phase is over. So this is a deposit. And then there's an annual review that's conducted as a part of this process. The annual review can be requested by ourselves. The annual review can be requested by an individual Chinese manufacturer. But in that annual review, they will go back and review those rates that are put in place. So let's take the rough number of about 4.5% right now. That can be reviewed at the end of a year. And for argument's sake, if during the review they look at the numbers and they come up with that the rate should not be 4.5, it should be 14.5, that incremental 10% duty is retroactive to day one. And during this next phase, you know, once the order is in place, the calculation is actually a little bit different than the way it was in the beginning. In the beginning, it's really a constructed value basis. So you're trying to reconstruct the value of the product in a surrogate market. In this next phase, it's really calculated value based on the difference in selling price between the home market and the domestic market here in the United States.
With Mannington Mills and Shaw and Anderson, your motivation for filing this is not really protectionism. It's more really for just to set a level playing field. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, listen, Kemp, Mannington is both an importer and a manufacturer. We're a manufacturer first, an importer second. Mm-hmm. It just got to a point in this industry where we saw this industry going in the same way that many others have in the United States, whether it's textiles, whether it's furniture, and it's not about protectionism. It's about just looking at the simple economics, and when 2 + 2 don't equal 4, you have to take action against it, or we're going to see another industry go away in the United States. As we went through this process and we watched prices dive lower and lower and lower, and we look at our cost of raw materials and we strip out all of our overhead, and when the product is still being imported and landed for less than our cost of raw materials, the math just doesn't add up, and that's why we took this action.
Right. Well, you know, we watched several of these type of activities, and there was a similar thing that was filed with Chinese ceramic tile that was imported into the European Economic Union. They actually put a duty against all tile
throughout the European Union.
Right. And so there are some parallels there, aren't there?
Yeah. In my opinion, the closest parallel is probably wooden bedroom furniture in the United States. Unfortunately, the wooden bedroom furniture industry, I think, filed their case too late, and the industry itself was already pretty much decimated by the time they filed. We believe we've been able to file at a juncture that will help to save the domestic industry here in the U.S. You know, in the wooden bedroom furniture case, as an example, it was found that China was dumping, not surprisingly, a low relative margins at the beginning. I think they were around 6.3% on average. And then in the first annual review, they went up pretty significantly and continued to go up from there. And so it's helped to level it a certain bit. Part of the challenge in wooden bedroom furniture was the damage that had kind of already been done.
So if this engineered hardwood situation follows suit with the bedroom furniture situation, then you would expect the duties to go up in the next review.
We really can't predict that, but there are definitely some elements of the calculation that Commerce did that we take umbrance with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is a possibility that they could go up, absolutely.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you spending time with us. I did want to get the Coalition for American Hardwood Parities to tell us a little bit about this decision. Again, we've been talking to Dan Nacken, who's Director of Wood and Laminate with Mannington Mills, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.